And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good.
Wow, I'm on.
Especially you.
Say, I had a question, comment kind of thing that came up after that run you did with that gentleman earlier about it's done, it's done. You were rather emphatic on that, by the way. I remember.
That's because it's done.
Well, I think I heard it. However, that did work because I heard it in a different way after all these years. Before we started working with you like this, I had found the book Think and Grow Rich, and it really, really worked in for me in that what I learned from it was to set, you know, decided what I want, decided when I wanted it, and then just focus on that. And so I decided what I want, which is really, really huge, and I set a 10-year goal for it, and actually came off in 9 years. But I started that business it was a business development, and I started that in San Diego in 1970. In 1976, though, I moved to Fresno, California, where Esther apparently was calling. And you know how she is, but anyway.
It was all of us.
Yeah,
we were all over there calling you there.
So anyway, earlier on, I had run into a book by a lady named Catherine Ponder, something about abundance. And in it, she had this idea where you'd make a board and you'd write down everything that you'd like to receive or put pictures of it and so on and so forth. And I thought, well, that's a neat idea, so I did that. But then it was kind of unusual stuff, and so I didn't want anybody to see it, so I was kind of embarrassed by it. It was so big, and a public person would see it, it was personal, and so I hid it in a closet.
You didn't want others to realize there were things you wanted that you had not yet achieved?
That's probably it, yeah, that's true. That's probably it, mostly. So I hid it in a closet because back behind all the coats and things that you don't wear in California, but you do in Arkansas. And so then when we moved up to Fresno, I emptied this closet. And here was this big board had been there for, 6 years? And everything on it had come to pass. I mean, not without fail, everything that I had written. And I thought, well, that doesn't really fit in. I mean, I didn't set any goals. I didn't focus on any of that. As a matter of fact, I don't remember even thinking about any of those things through that, because I was really focused on my business. So my question is it equal power in setting goals like I did and focusing on it? Because I did make that happen, which was really a rarity. I mean, it was really big. Opposed to the thing I didn't set any goals and didn't focus on it, and it happened too.
It's the thing that we were explaining to our friend earlier. The asking had already taken place.
Okay.
It's done. It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Okay.
It's done. It's done.
I got it.
The asking has already taken place.
I got it.
And everything else that you're doing, like the affirmations and the goal setting and so on, are all helping you with the step three or the allowing part of it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that was a good opportunity for you to realize that you had asked, you even got clear about what you were asking by putting it on the board, but putting it on the board even was not the asking part. Putting it on that board, preparing that board, that was all part of the allowing part too.
That was even beyond.
In other words, what we're wanting you to understand is that all of these efforts